This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said to resolve and uplift the poor and the deprived, the mantra of the Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and the spirit of service are the guiding principle of the government. Mr. Modi was addressing the devotees at Sri Anandpur Dham in Isagarh, Ashok Nagar, Madhya Pradesh yesterday. Referring to the government's welfare schemes, Mr. Modi said that the various initiatives such as the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Yojana, Ayushman Yojana, the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana and the Jal Jeevan Mission are being implemented to make the lives of the poor and the underprivileged sections of the society easier.
आज हर जरूरतमंद प्रधानमंत्री गरीब कल्याण अन्न योजना के कारण खाने की चिंता से मुक्त है। आज हर गरीब और बुजुर्ग आयुष्मान योजना के कारण इलाज की चिंता से मुक्त है। आज हर गरीब पीएम आवास योजना के कारण अपने पक्के घर की चिंता से मुक्त हो रहा है। गरीब और वंचित के उत्थान का संकल्प, सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र, सेवा की ये भावना आज सरकार की नीति भी है और निष्ठा भी है।
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the BJP will contest the upcoming 2026 Tamil Nadu Assembly polls in an alliance led by the AIADMK. Prime Minister Modi has expressed happiness that AIADMK has joined the NDA family. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, together with the NDA partners, we will take Tamil Nadu in the new heights of the progress and serve the state diligently. The Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, has said that India and Italy are working to forge the impactful partnerships across various sectors and to elevate the strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic relationship. Addressing the joint press conference with the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Italy, Antonio Tajani, in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Goyal stated that the comprehensive strategic relationship will significantly boost the current bilateral trade, which stands at $15 billion. Another Hurriyat-affiliated organization, the Jammu and Kashmir Mass Movement, has rejected separatism, declaring its complete commitment to the unity of India. So far, as many as 12 Hurriyat-linked organizations have broken away from secession and placing their trust in the constitution. In a social media post, the Union Home Minister Shah said that the victory of the Prime Minister's vision of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, the DRDO, has successfully conducted the release trials of the long-range glide bomb, the Gaurav, from the Su-30 MKI aircraft. According to the Defence Ministry, the trials successfully demonstrated a range close to 100 kilometres with accuracy. Gaurav is a 1,000-kilogram glass glide bomb designed and developed indigenously. West Bengal Education Minister Bratia Basu has said that the list of the eligible and the non-eligible teachers will be published after taking a legal advice. He was addressing a press conference after a meeting with the representatives of the eligible teachers and the Teaching Staff's Rights Forum in Kolkata yesterday. He said that the demands of the eligible teachers who have lost their jobs are justified. On the other hand, the teachers who lost their jobs presented their views in detail at the meeting. The China's finance ministry has announced that it has raised additional tariffs on the US goods from 84% to 125%. In a statement, the ministry said that the US side's imposition of excessively high tariffs on China seriously violates international economic and the trade rules, as it is simply an act of unilateral bullying and coercion. In IPL T20, Kolkata Knight Riders KKR defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing 104 for a victory, Kolkata Knight Riders overhauled the target in only 10.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.